You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Ron, and we're looking at Vegan New Worry, a movement that was started 6 years ago in the UK, and it's grown into a global movement. So if you're taking up the challenge, how's it going so far? 31 days of eating as a vegan, and we'll explore that in a moment about exactly what that means. We are joined by the founder of The Vegan Chef, and that is Chef Sue Gajatha, and she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon, Chef. Thanks so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Azania. Thank you so much for having us and inviting us to the show, and good afternoon to the listeners.
So just by how much has this movement grown in South Africa?
Oh, it's substantial. It's 2021. You know, we've seen veganism in South Africa really, really rise. It's continuously growing. The products on the market and the shelves that the consumer can buy, purchase, it's growing so well.
Mm.
And we've seen with COVID-19, we've even seen an increase and spike in people wanting to know where their foods are coming from, trying more of a plant-based diet.
Oh, I see. So who would have thought? I never thought that the lockdown or even the pandemic has brought... I know we're much more health conscious, or maybe we're thinking more about our health as a result of, you know, what can potentially happen if you do catch COVID. So that's an interesting outcome. So what is Vegan New Worry, and how does it work?
So Veganuary is a month where you go vegan for January.
Mm.
It's a non-profit organization, and it promotes going vegan, as I said, for the month. And, you know, it isn't too late for the listeners to sign up, even though we already passed the middle. it's really, really great for your health. Once you sign up, and you can go to www.theveganchef.co.za. We've got a sign-up point.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got sign-up points at all our stores where there's a QR code and you can sign up. What they do for you is they help you through the month with free recipes. And, you know, it can just be really amongst friends, you know, pushing each other to make the most scrumptious and healthy, delicious plant-based meals.
Yeah, I'm glad there are resources or there's help to kind of support you along the way, because I tried vegetarianism for a couple of months last year. And I must say, it did mean that you had to prepare, you know, not to take that transition for granted so that you don't fall off or give up. It meant preparing and being quite mindful. But what are some of the myths that people have about being vegan?
One thing is that you just eat salad, boiled veggies.
Yeah.
You have a protein deficiency, and obviously it's very, very expensive. So definitely that isn't true. A vegan diet is, a lot of the staples are in your pantry cupboard already. They aren't expensive to buy. Obviously, if you're looking like, you know, the imports and things like that, then it's expensive. But most of the items, you know, even vegan cheese, you can make it at home. Milk, plant-based milk, oat milk, you can make at home. So it's accessible. It's, as I said, not expensive. You don't just eat salad. I mean, if you come to the Vegan Chef, a Vegan Chef store, you can get from Southern Fried Chicken to battered fish to sticky ribs to bowls to platters to, you name it, pizza, whatever you like. So, you know, it's really, really transformed. I mean, the Vegan Chef is, we're around just slightly under 2 years, but the options that are there in those 2 years, I mean, I went vegan 5 years ago and I've been born vegetarian. 5 years ago, it was horrible because it was so difficult. You know, the options that were there were limited, and, you know, you could buy like maybe two sort of biscuits in the supermarket. Where now you've got, like, you know, you look at some of the big producers of plant-based products, as well as the smaller ones. If you look at Pick n Pay, Checkers, Woolworths, they all are on board. Everybody is promoting Veganuary, plant, meat-free Monday. So very, very easy to do now.
No, it's becoming definitely, it's becoming increasingly easier. But I must say, I'm against, well, I really don't like the idea of mimicking or trying to create things that look like meat, you know. So if you're going to go vegan or vegetarian, you're saying, I don't want to have any more meat. So why then create things that are meant to replace or meant to give you some comfort around being like a chicken wing, for instance, or being sausage?
Remember, a lot of people that do go vegan are not necessarily doing it for health benefits. So some of them are doing it really for animal cruelty. They want to stop animal cruelty. They want to stop, you know, the factory farm, the cruelty in the dairy industry. So they still like the taste and flavors of meat, mm-hmm. but they just don't want to support that. So, you know, I think it serves that purpose.
So you think it serves that?
It definitely serves that purpose. And, you know, for me, being somebody born as a vegetarian, mm-hmm. You know, just supplemented my sort of diet. Growing up, we could have a soy sausage or plant-based burger, you know, and eat just like my friends at school did. So mm-hmm. it just.
Yeah. Okay. And what is your advice, though, on getting started then? Let's look at what we practically can do.
Okay. Practically, go and sign for Sonas of Veganuary. Obviously, it's amazing. As I said, the recipes, I tried one or two of the desserts mm-hmm. and I was just blown away. I was like, wow, this is absolutely delicious. We'll have to include one or two of them on one of our menus at the Vegan Chef. So basically, make sure that you have your pantry essentials. A nice nut butter. I mean, I go for peanut butter and I love it. Absolutely love it. Beans, legumes. You can use the tin form, which is more expensive, or you can go I'm feeding a family of vegans. So it works out expensive. So then I just buy bulk mm-hmm. and then I just put it in my pressure cooker and we've got beans, lentils for days. You know, I like moong, chickpeas, sugar beans, kidney beans, lentils. Then veggies. I mean, it's accessible. You can even grow your own veggie garden at home, which I've actually started. I've got a whole lot of herbs and lettuce and tomatoes. So you can do that, and everything's all natural and organically grown. Then you can have some nuts in your diet, tofu. And then obviously, if you want, and it's up to you, you can have the meat-free alternative where mm-hmm. it's like a plant-based chicken or plant-based burger, which, you know, they're coming up with things that are so amazing. There's various soya protein, there's wheat-based protein, pea protein, so there's just so many things. And then just eat the rainbow. Eat lots of color in your diet. Make every meal just look so beautiful that, you know, you're like, oh, should I really eat this?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of incentive out there to try because there's so many delicious combinations, flavors, and you think, I never knew I could do this with that mm-hmm. and with these two ingredients, or that putting a meal together in this way would be so satisfying. So I think it's worth exploring if you do have maybe these firm ideas or these expectations that it's not going to be satisfying. I think if you try it out and you try it out the right way, you could pleasantly be surprised. For lots of people, perhaps that don't haven't entertained the idea before, but let's look at some of the other things that come into a vegan lifestyle. Because can a vegan, for instance, drink beer? Can they drink wine or distilled spirits? And also, that gets us into the philosophy or what makes veganism away from all the other kinds of ways of having a diet.
Okay, so let's take a step back. For me, veganism is a cruelty-free lifestyle, you know, focusing on plant-based consumption, your awareness to the environment, and obviously being more healthier. When it comes to the question on alcohol, you know, I don't drink. So mm-hmm. I can't give you, but what I've seen and what I've, researched is that there's a lot of products in South Africa that are vegan. So beer, yes, it's vegan. There are some wines that are vegan, but I think in Cape Town, you spoil for choice. There's so many vegan wines that there's so many wines that are vegan in Cape Town and the best quality. So you spoil for choice, and then spirits are vegan as well. But then you get some products that could, like Amarula cream, that could contain dairy in it. And then some alcohol is processed with non-vegan products. So, yeah, you got to be a little bit careful when it comes to that. But right now, let's remember, we have to wait for lockdown restrictions.
Yes, yes.
So let's just go spot water.
That. Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't mean that there are no treats. It's pleasant to see that treats like Oreos, for instance. Oreos are vegan. You know, I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a lovely surprise. And on the sweet vegan side of things, Sue?
Yes. On the, I mean, vegan baking is I must say it is a little bit of a delicate thing to do,
mm-hmm.
but once you get a hang of it, it's really great for egg replacements. You'd use like vinegar, you could use banana, some linseeds ground up to make like a vegan egg, a flak egg. So, you know, there's various options. There's vegan butters on the market, margarine mm-hmm. that you can buy. You can even make your own at home. So when you go to the supermarket, it's actually, there's so many items. Jelly tots is vegan. Can you believe it?
Oh, I didn't know jelly tots were vegan. Okay.
Yeah. So there are quite a few items that you can purchase that are accidentally vegan. But what you got to do is you got to look at the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Follow Veganuary. They'll be able to tell you, once you sign up, what are items on the shelves that you can buy that are accidentally vegan. Also, just be careful with some of the E's. There's some of the preservatives in good that aren't vegan. And obviously, there's websites like Vegan SA where you can pick that up. Yeah. What you shouldn't have. And for recipes and things, there's so many pages. So there's so many influencers that you can follow on Instagram. You can also follow the Vegan Chef 01, which is our page where we post regular beautiful recipes and ideas of how to, consume a plant-based diet and the items that you can have and deliciousness on the next level.
Okay, let's take a listen to this voice note as we conclude. Here's what one of our listeners had to say.
Sure.
I'm not sure about going full-time vegetarian, but I've introduced no meat Thursday, no meat Monday, at least twice a week. But ultimately, I just want to do a month. That's my goal.
All right, he's building up. Yeah, that's a good way to start. And of course, then you ease your way into the lifestyle, into preparing your cupboards, and even into knowing what to do. But there are lots of supplements like that, the Vegan Chef's platform as well. So thank you so much, Sue. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Wonderful. That is Chef Sue Gajatha, and she is the founder of The Vegan Chef. And there are lots of great ideas, but I would also recommend that you sit with a dietitian. I think it's important that your eating plan, that it be done if you are going to switch or if you need to resolve some sort of health challenge that you might be having, that you start with a dietitian so that they can advise you accordingly. For instance, I was thinking of trying Banting. I did it for 2 weeks. I did Banting bread and all that. And I had read up on it. I've got the books and you name it. And then I went and saw a dietitian this very week, in fact. And after sitting with this dietitian and having sat with another one previously, I thought, no, I'm actually not going to do Banting. I like my legumes. I like the complex carbs that are in the beans and the legumes. And it's good in the sense that it cuts out refined sugars, and refined carbs. It cuts out the sugar and it cuts out the refined carbs. But then they are also good carbs that you want to keep in your diet. So make sure that you consult before you take the big step, or you can do it like the voice note suggested, with perhaps just a day or two that you can replace and just not have meat at all. And you'll see the satisfaction. It's just beyond satisfying.